you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed, he is on. As the lyrics of the song say, to educate, they fabricate. Well, that's where we come in. Dum-da-dum-dum. Well, Uncensored Radio Free America is a program that cuts through all of the rhetorical Vaseline and all of the snow, the black noise, whatever you want to call it, propaganda, disinformation, brings you a lively two-hour edition program each and every weeknight right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And tonight is no exception. In fact, we have a guest tonight who's been here a couple of months ago. And, of course, I've known for a number of years now. And he is known as the chaplain to the Alaska Pipeline from the late 1970s. And he's written several books. And one of them, foremost, I think, and foreknown, is The Energy Non-Crisis. And that is Reverend Lindsey Williams. Hello, Reverend Williams.
Rick, thank you so much for allowing me the privilege to being on your program tonight. I just hope that I can help every listener, every person out there in the radio audience to understand that your lifestyle is at stake, your home is at stake, your finances are at stake. And how do I know it? Because I was there. I sat in the board meeting with the men who helped to plan it. And, Rick, I've been trying to tell people for 25 years, so you tell us where we can go tonight, and I would like to try to help wake up as many as I can.
And we'll talk about just about anything tonight that will help people understand just how contrived, how phony this so-called energy crisis has become and was right from the beginning, right from 1973 right up to the present. And we'll be doing that in the next couple of hours. So we will invite callers to jump aboard with questions, comments, information that we might not even be aware of. But more and more Americans are now beginning to open their eyes, Lindsey, as you know, and they have opened your books as well, which has helped them open their eyes and ears. And you have done a masterful job in putting out video and book to make people understand that this is not someone's opinion. This is not someone's view. This is not someone who's read other books. This is someone who was there when the first major conspiracy, if you will, to lie to the American public from Alaska about the oil and America's independence energy-wise was hatched right there in Alaska. So you can speak about anything you want. We'll go over some old territory and we'll update it to the present. Because right now, as you know, Americans are feeling a breath of relief at the gas pump from those terrible days of Hurricane Katrina and all of the other disasters that purportedly were responsible for the massive spiking in increase in prices. So we'll talk about this lulling of Americans to sleep and what's really going on when we come back from our first break. Reverend Lindsey Williams, jump aboard. 800-313-9443 is the number. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm, and we will do that when we return.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back to begin the program. Uncensored radio, Free America, across the world. Lindsay Williams, our guest, and Lindsay, for those who might be tuning in to our program for the first time, and there are many who've never heard of you, never heard of your book, The Energy Non-Crisis, never heard about you at the Alaska Pipeline as the chaplain in 1979, give us a brief review about what you learned and how you were in on some very interesting conversations.
Rick, a number of years ago, I had an experience that changed my life. I will never be the same. I have no doubt today that there are powers out there that are controlling the world. Mm-hmm. Now, we have come to a momentary lull in the price of gasoline at the gas pump. Don't be fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't let your guard down. It means nothing. It's like the frog boiling in the pot. You put the frog in a warm pot of water on the stove, and you'll sit there and swim around, just have a great time. Then turn the stove on very low. And let him get a little warmer. He'll stay there, keep swimming around. In fact, you can just keep on until that frog boils and dies in that pot, and he won't jump out as long as you heat it up very gradually. That's exactly what's happening. Katrina took it to $3 a gallon at the gas pump. Now they've brought it back down to $2.50. But here in Arizona, the price today is $2.50 for regular. 1 year ago, it was $2.12. Now, mm-hmm. the average American says, oh, we're doing great. It's only up to $2.50. Watch out. It will be $4 per gallon in the very near future. Now, what was that experience that I had a few years ago that caused me to realize what's taking place? You see, there are probably only 7 or 8 people on the face of the earth that had the privilege by the providence of God of being in a particular position and experience that I had back in, well, let's go back a ways. It was 1970 when it all began. I was a missionary in the state of Alaska. It was that year also that they announced they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. That was the largest pipe ever constructed on the face of the earth for the carrying of crude oil. And they said that 25,000 pipeliners were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build that pipeline. Now, being a missionary, the first thing, and a Baptist pastor, of course, by the way, for 20 years, the first thing that came to my mind was 25,000 of the most wicked, cussingest, drinkingest folks on the face of the earth. And believe you me, that was the understatement of the year when I finally arrived on the pipeline. But I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. Now, that was a consortium of 9 major oil companies that went together to build this largest pipe ever constructed on the face of the earth for carrying crude oil. 800 miles, it would transverse the state of Alaska from the huge oil find at Prudhoe Bay down to Valdez, Alaska, where it would be put on tankers and shipped around the world into America. And I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? They said, a chaplain? We wouldn't know what to do with you. We never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. Well, I guess persistence paid off because, Rick, I just kept going back and back and back. And finally, they said, okay, we'll allow you in the work camps. We'll give you the northern 7 work camps from Prudhoe Bay down to the Brooks Mountains in Galbraith Lake. And just go up there and have a go in a different work camp every day and see what you can do.
Now, this was at no pay, right?
No pay.
No pay. That's the thing, You volunteered to do it.
Never received a dime. Yeah, in fact, their remark was, chaplain, we can't pay you anything. I'm quite sure they thought a Baptist preacher would go home at that point. And I said, you don't need to pay me. My religious denomination does. And so at that, they didn't have a way out. So they said, okay, with no pay, you can go up there and do what you can. Well, about 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, I'll never forget it. He flew all the way out of Fairbanks up to Prudhoe Bay one day, and he said, I want to meet with you. He said, we have just voted to give you executive status. And I said, why? He said, we never realized how much money you would save us. He said, we didn't know what a marvelous attitude that you would help create in the work camps with all the counseling that you do with the different men and the worship services you're holding. And he said, we have voted to give you executive status. And I said, why? He said, well, we'll let you go any place you'd like to, see anything you want to see. We'd like you to help host dignitaries who come to the pipeline. And he said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship with between management and labor. Rick, what I saw and heard for the next 3 years changed my life. If someone had said to me in 1970, Lindsey Williams, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world? Now, mind you, Rick, I've been living in an honest environment of church and Christians and deacon boards. Now, I didn't know. I couldn't believe that there could be such people on the face of the earth.
Well, you read about it in the Bible, but you never saw it face-to-face on that level, did you?
No, it never did. And I'd read other people's books, but I said, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. They probably researched somebody else's book and wrote what they did. And here, all of a sudden, I was thrown into the board meetings with the most powerful, controlling, manipulative, wealthy people on the face of the earth, and was sitting there listening to them talk about what they were doing to the world and why they were doing it and how they were doing it intentionally. And if someone then had asked me in 1980 when I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, if they had said, Chaplain Williams, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, who tell the president what to do, that dictates to Congress what bills to pass, that decides what they're going to pay the Arabs for a barrel of oil on any given day, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat in their board meetings and listened to them talk about it for years' time. I remember one night I became so frustrated I could hardly stand it. I'd been around these people all day long, sat across the dinner table from them, mm-hmm. sat in a board meeting with them, listened to them talk about a 30-year plan that they had for the Arab world and what they were going to do to them. And I went back to my dorm room that night. I lay down on the bed, looked up at the ceiling, and I literally cried out to God. And I said, "Oh, God, how can there be such dastardly people on the face of this earth that can intentionally, by design and by agenda, mm-hmm. control the world, take the lives of heads of state?" John F. Kennedy, it's never been shown yet who killed him, mm-hmm. but yet there were a number of shots that went into him. It was done intentionally. Now, mm-hmm. these people control the world. They mm-hmm. manipulate presidents, mm-hmm. and anyone that gets out of line, they know that they're in trouble. Now, these people are for real, folks. And you see, my experiences and my information are different than most anyone else you'll ever hear on a radio talk show. And the reason it is because I didn't research someone else's book. None of mm-hmm. my books are fiction.
Exactly.
I've written 6 books, and every one of them a fact. They were my own life experiences. And I must admit to you, when I wrote The Energy Non-Crisis, there were some things that I held back because of my family, because of my children. And I said, it's too dangerous to tell some of these things. Mm-hmm. Rick, in the past 3 to 4 months' time, I have decided that America is going into slavery so rapidly
yes.
that I can no longer hold back. And as a result, tonight, I'm going to give some things that I probably didn't give on your last program mm-hmm. and more than likely have given only a few times anywhere on the face of this earth because, mm-hmm. folks, we are in trouble. Do you realize that we are being relegated to the lifestyle of a third world country? Do you know that crude oil was chosen as a method of controlling the world in the early 60s? And I heard them talking about it. I mean, it goes back that far. The powers that be, the controlling powers of this world, chose in the early 60s crude oil as a method of controlling the world because mm-hmm. they said crude oil is one thing that touches every human being on the face of the earth. Now, just think about it for a moment. The toothbrush that you use to brush your teeth with tonight mm-hmm. is made out of plastic. Mm-hmm. That comes from crude oil. The asphalt on the highway that you drive your automobile on, it's made out of crude oil. The telephone that I'm holding up against my ear right now, the microphone or the radio that you're listening to, is probably made out of plastic. It comes from crude oil. The drugs that you get at the drugstore, most of them are made out of crude oil, have a crude oil base. The plastic bag in the garbage can in your house, made out of crude oil. Every facet of our life, from the grocery store to the hardware store, mm-hmm. is related to crude oil. And what is happening at the gas pump is a form of taxation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that all of this, please don't let it go over your head, because our lifestyle is making a change. Your home, the home of every person listening to this broadcast tonight, there is a revolution taking place in your home that is going to dwarf your lifestyle, change your finances, and make that home a different place within the next year to two. Now, you say, well, prices have gone down to $2.50 for regular at the gas pump. Don't let it fool you. They have it planned to take it to $4 per gallon in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at that point, you'll probably say, this program was prophetic, and you'll say, Lindsay Williams is a prophet. No, I'm not. I heard them talk about it. I heard them tell what they were going to do, and the amazing thing is that I sit back 25 years later, and I say, I begged people to listen to me 25 years ago before it went to $3 a gallon at the gas mm-hmm. pump. Mm-hmm. And you didn't know where you were going to be able to get food, so you took a little food off your table and put it in the gas tank so it could come out the exhaust pipe. And every single bit of that is a form of taxation. That's right. Please, listen to the word. It is a form of taxation at the gas pump.
Right. Lindsay, stay where you are. I want to pick up on that. Very fascinating information. Lindsay Williams, The Energy Non-Crisis, Syndrome of Control, and much more. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an OREC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams on. Ouch.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. And here we are with Lindsay Williams. Lindsay Williams, continue what you were saying about your experiences, your awakening to this cabal of people that was destroying our nation and our freedom through oil.
Rick, there is as much crude oil on the north slope of Alaska as mm-hmm. there is in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
If our government in Washington, D.C. would allow the crude oil from our own soil
mm-hmm.
to come to the refineries of America, and it is not too high a sulfur content to be refined by any refinery in the United States of America, gasoline at the gas pump within the next 12 months or 12 months from now could mm-hmm. be less than $1.50 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
We could bring back the great American dream. If somehow I could only wake up enough Americans mm-hmm. to cause Congress to have to take notice and mm-hmm. to sit up and do something about all
now,
of this.
Now, right now, we're going through this circus, speaking of Congress, in which certain players, including Speaker Hastert, are conducting these so-called real tough investigations of oil company profits this coming this week and beyond in Congress. And I say it's a good dog and pony show. What do you say, Reverend Williams?
Oh, positively. In fact, the American people are being distracted from... All right, here we go. I may as well get down to the nitty-gritty.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to build a premise, but it seems that at this point that I may as well just get right down to the hard, cold facts.
Go for it, sure.
You see, they cannot blame the right person. They cannot allow the American people to know who it is that is making the exorbitant profit. Now, one year ago, crude oil was $37.05 on the world market.
Right.
Today,
right.
It's approximately $60 a barrel on the world market. Now, who is making this exorbitant in-between profit? Now, you say, well, the service station attendant is making a few pennies. Yeah, sure he is. Probably deserves it. You say, well, the oil companies are making all-time record profits. Well, sure they are after Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
After all, it was quite interesting that Katrina came along, hit the United States of America and the Gulf Coast only, yet in Canada, oil, gasoline went up a dollar a gallon. In Africa, in Europe, all over the world, gasoline went up proportionately, and the only place that was hit was the Gulf Coast of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can't people see through that to the fact that all they wanted was an excuse to raise the price where they wanted it to go when there is no shortage whatsoever?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where is this exorbitant amount of money that somebody is getting? Where is it going to? Yeah, service station attendant makes a little bit. Oil companies showing all-time record profits. The Arabs are making a few cent more. After all, they have to. They've got to buy our national debt. That was part of the agreement back when...
Henry Kissinger, huh?
Well, when Henry Kissinger went to the countries, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But where is it if the American people only understood who the middle person is? But they'll hide it. They'll hide it from here yonder. But if you'll listen to their buzzwords, and I'm going to give you a few of them. I know their buzzwords because I sat in the board meetings with them. I lived in the dorms with them. I sat across the dinner table from them for 3 years' time. And it had to have been by the providence of God, Rick, because there is no way
That's right.
that any human being, being just a little missionary, could possibly have been put into the midst of this elite group except by the providence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And here I sat for 3 years' time and totally had my mentality and life changed because of seeing some things that were unbelievable.
It was providential, no doubt about it.
It had to have been the providence of God.
Yes.
Now, who is this in-between person? Let's just take any product. I care not what it is. First of all, there's a manufacturer. Then, of course, there is the wholesaler. Then there is the distributor, and then there's the retailer. Well, the same thing is true in crude oil. There are the oil-producing countries of the world. Then there's that in-between man that the average American knows nothing about. And I'm going to tell you in a moment who they are from the senior executive of Atlantic Richfield himself. I decided this afternoon I'd tell this story tonight. I've never given it on your show. In fact, I'm not quite sure I've ever given it on Republic Broadcasting before, but I'm going to in just a moment.
Sure.
Now, who is that in-between man that nobody knows anything about? It's not a secret. If you dig deep enough, you can find it. The only reason I know about it is because I was there. I lived it. This story is not taken from hypothetically reading someone else's book. Then there's the oil company. It's shipped into America, refined here. The oil companies, they're enjoying a marvelous windfall profit right now. Service station attendant's happy. He's making a few more cents. Who is that individual, that person that you just don't hear about? There's someone sitting behind the computers in New York and London every day who tells the oil-producing countries of the world what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil for that day, and it is not the oil companies.
And now, it is not OPEC.
Okay, here goes. I'm going to give my story.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me. The Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline...
Well, we got the break, so hold it so you can start fresh when we come back, and you'll have 20 minutes to talk, and we'll take calls, too. Lindsay Williams, stay where you are. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Tell your friends to tune in. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
And we are back with Reverend Lindsey Williams, the original pipeline in Alaska. He was the chaplain. He was there. And you're listening to his discussion and dissertation on what he saw, heard, and observed. And, boy, certainly has been coming true over the last quarter century. And the worst is yet to come if people are not informed and do something about it. Lindsey, you were just about to explain the program, and go ahead, start right from scratch now.
My book, The Energy Non-Crisis, is the only place on the face of this earth that you will find documented the largest oil pool probably in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was known back in those days as Gull Island,
mm-hmm.
and I shall never forget the day that I watched the bringing in of that oil field and the documentation as to what was there, and the probably 7 to 8 men, top oil men of the world, that were standing around the desk in the office of Ken Fromm at Atlantic Richfield's base camp at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. And I remember that a gentleman said, "Come on in, Chaplain Williams." Now, here I was, a chaplain, a missionary, a minister, and I had been invited in with probably 7 or 8 of the men who basically control the entire oil industry. And they thought they had brought in the largest oil field in the world, and they did that day. And I remember, after staying in that room for a few moments, looking at the excitement of these men, Mr. Ken Fromm, who was the senior executive of Atlantic Richfield, looked over at me and he said, Chaplain Williams, we have just done it. Now, again, this has to be by the providence of God, Rick. There's no other way that I could have possibly been there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Lindsay, I said, well, Ken, what have you done? He said, we have just discovered the largest pool of oil in North America. He said, it probably is the largest pool of oil in the world. He said, it should be headlines on every newspaper in America tomorrow morning. America energy independent. We don't need any more foreign oil.
Mm-hmm.
We have everything we need right here. I shall never forget the rest of that afternoon. I stood around and talked with the men who control what the price is at the gas pump. And your lifestyle and the foods you put on your table, because it controls the price at the grocery store and the hardware store. And I stood around and talked with them all afternoon long, went back to my dorm room that night, and the first thing I wanted to do the next morning was get back to base camp and see the headlines on the Anchorage newspaper that came in on Wing Airlines' first flight. And I remember when I arrived back at Arco Base, the security guard caught me at the door, and he said, Chaplain, you go upstairs and sit down in Mr. Fromm's office right now. Don't you say a word to anybody. I said, what's wrong? What did I do wrong? He said, don't even talk to me. Just go up there and sit down. In a few moments, Ken Fromm walked into his office, closed the door, sat across the desk from me and said, Chaplain, I think I'd be a little careful about talking about what you saw yesterday. I said, why? He said, that information has just been classified. No oil will be released from that pool anytime soon for the American public. And he said, you want to be careful. Well, after the first edition of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, came out in 1980, it was about a month later, I had a phone call from this same gentleman, senior executive of Atlantic Richfield, who produced the entire east side of the oil field at Prudhoe Bay.
Mm-hmm.
He was so mad. I don't think I've ever heard an oil man any more angry. And he said, Lindsay, I have just been fired. I said, what? You're a career man with Atlantic Richfield. He said, yes, the company has just fired me, and I'm only just a short ways away from retirement. But he said, I'll tell you what, Lindsay. He said, I am so angry at Atlantic Richfield that there are just a few things in your book, The Energy Non-Crisis, that are not letter perfect. Now, he said, you're a minister, not an oil patch man. And he said, I'd like to rewrite your book for you.
Uh-huh.
I said, what? He said, yeah, I'd like to rewrite your book.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down with him for about 30 days, day after day, and he completely rewrote, made a letter perfect what is today the updated and enlarged edition of the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, which, by the way, have a pencil and paper handy, because I'm going to tell you tonight how I'd like to give you that book as a gift. Now, this is not a pamphlet. This is a full-length 240-plus page book with a beautiful color cover.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken Fromm said, I'd like to rewrite it. When he rewrote it, he wrote an extra chapter in it that was not in the original book. It's entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. Well, after the second edition of the book came out, it wasn't long after that, and I had another phone call from Ken Fromm, and he said, well, Lindsay, I'm glad I did what I did when I did. And I said, why? He said, Atlantic Richfield has just hired me back. They've increased my salary sizably. He said, they've sent me to Houston, Texas, to train the executives who go to Prudhoe Bay. They've guaranteed me a much larger retirement in just a year or so. And he said, the only thing I can do is just talk to you from time to time. But he said, I can't give you too much more in the way of information. Well, that was about 1980, 1981.
And what was the reason they hired him back, Lindsay?
Keeping quiet. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's the way they do things. You see, money means nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's power and control.
I mean, usually, you know, you think of, and it's not too far-fetched, you know, rub them out. We can arrange for an untimely death. You know, that's what we're used to hearing, the corporate world, the JRs and so forth, you know.
And
but in this case, they figure they just bring him back on and keep the money coming, right?
Oh, sure. As long as you pay a person off, the dollar seems to talk. And so it did in his case, even though he was a good man. And it was about 1983, 1984, I had a speaking tour that was beginning in Seattle, Washington, and
mm-hmm.
winding up into Southern California over about a 2 or 3 month period. And Ken Fromm called me up on the phone one day, and he just wanted to chat. I was really surprised. And he said, by the way, Lindsay, are you going to be doing any speaking in the Lower 48 anytime soon? I said, yes, it just so happens I'm leaving next week. He said, I want you, you know, these people are the most proud, haughty, arrogant people on the face of the earth. They think they own the world, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, would you like to have something so startling that your audiences won't even believe what you're saying until after it happens? And I said, what do you mean, Ken? He said, yeah, oil right now is $32 a barrel. That was back, you remember, when it was that low.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oil's $32 a barrel. We thought it would never go any higher. We thought the world would collapse if it did. But he said, it's $32 a barrel. But he said, for the every place you go in the next few weeks, would you tell all of your audiences that oil is going to $11 a barrel? I said, no, Ken. No. I said, Ken, that can't happen. I said, it would collapse the Arab world. I said, the oil-producing countries of the world, they couldn't maintain their economy at $11. It got kind of quiet on the phone for a moment or two, and all of a sudden, Ken said, Lindsay, wait a minute. He said, you sat in our board meetings. He said, you lived in the dorms with us. He said, come on now. Don't you know who's doing this? I said, wait a minute, Ken. Is this being intentionally done? He said, Lindsay, no. Come on now. Don't. You know who's doing it. And that's all he would say. He said, you know who's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the next few weeks, I told my audiences every place I went it was going to $11 a barrel. And they actually broke out laughing at me sometimes because some of the people who knew said this can't happen. It did. It finally went to about $11.50 a barrel. And my phone almost ran off the hook because everybody was saying Lindsay Williams is a prophet, and I said positively not. I know it from the man who had a part in doing it. Now, watch this. Here is the catch. Folks, you must understand that you've got to know the issues to save your family. Your family, your food on your table, your lifestyle. Folks, please believe me. I just wish somehow I could take every person in this listening audience tonight and just grab them and shake them good. You think $2.50 a gallon at the gas pump right now, you think they're doing you a favor? Not on your life. You listen to the rest of this story and you'll understand that there's more in the wind to this. Now, at the time that oil had gone to $32 a barrel, gold went to $800 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, those Arabs had been nomads riding the desert, on camels riding the deserts for hundreds of years. They didn't know anything about the price of gold, the price of the American economy, our national debt, what Mr. Kissinger had said to them. They believed all of this kind of jargon. And gold had gone to $800 an ounce, and the people who were buying the oil from the Arabs. Now, I'm going to tell you who they are in the course of the program tonight. Don't turn your radio off. You've got to know who this in-between person is, and nobody would know, and I would not have known, had I not been there in their board meetings. And so gold went to $800 an ounce, and those people that were buying this, that were purchasing this oil from the Arabs and bringing it to our refineries here in America, those people said, buy gold, buy gold, buy gold. Now, folks, gold prices are controlled. Believe me, what's happening right now to gold and the price increasing, it's all done by design. They know what they're doing. They control the price of gold. They control the price of crude oil. And so the gold had gone to $800 an ounce. All of a sudden, the price of crude oil went to $11 a barrel. And what did the price of gold go to? You remember back in those days?
Mm-hmm.
Went to $300 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And they had bought it by the carloads. The Arabs
That's right.
and the oil-producing countries of the world had bought gold by the carloads. Now, all of a sudden, they can't keep their economy going. Their constituents are almost rebelling against Saudi Arabia's loyal family.
And this is what year now, again?
This is 1984, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew about it. And it, I mean, I was told 3 months before it went from $32 a barrel to $11 a barrel that they were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They already had it planned. It was on their agenda. They knew what they know what they're doing today, too, folks. They took it to $2.50 a gallon at the gas pump. They're going to go to $4. Believe me,
mm-hmm.
please. They are going to $4 and
they've already set a new threshold,
so
it's just a matter of ratcheting it up a little more each and every crisis.
Now, here's what they did. They took the price of gold $800 an ounce, told the Arabs and the other oil-producing countries who were getting filthy rich to buy it. They did. They bought it by the train car load. And all of a sudden, the price of crude oil went to $11 a barrel, and they are in a world of hurt. They can no longer maintain the economy and keep these people under control that are under the sheikhs and the sheiks. Mm-hmm. And what do they have to do with their gold that is now going to $300 an ounce? I mean, Ken Fromm and others were telling me they were going to do this. Folks, please understand, all of this is by a design plan. They mm-hmm. knew months in advance what they were going to do. It was contrived and planned this way, to take it to $800 an ounce, then bring it to $300 an ounce on gold, to take crude oil from $32 a barrel to $11 a barrel. The Arabs and the other oil-producing countries had to sell that gold in order to maintain their economy, and they sold gold that they had bought at $800 an ounce by design plan to $300 an ounce. And who did they sell it to? They sold it back to the identical same people they bought it from, and mm-hmm. every single bit of it was done by a design plan. And I was told by a leading oil company official who was just feeling good that day and wanted to brag everything they were doing, and I knew it 3 months in advance. I could have cashed, if I'd had any gold, which I didn't, I could have cashed it in at $800 an ounce and bought it back at $300 an ounce, because I knew what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find these things recorded in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. Now, they're doing the identical same thing today. They're taking the price of the gasoline down just enough to keep you happy and satisfied and stop the government from raising too much cane. And as soon as another crisis comes around, they're going to take the price to $4 a gallon at the gas pump. Mark my words, you can call me a prophet, but I'm not. It's just that I heard them talking years ago about what they were going to do 30 years from then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Rick, they're doing exactly that. All of this is by a design plan.
Now, and by the way, we should mention it's all in conjunction with the globalist treaties that are being passed and pushed now. We've already seen WTO, we've seen CAFTA, now we're watching FTAA and the minion Bush pushing for FTAA approval, the Senate having to vote on all of these things that are regionalizing and that are resulting in a shift of the standard of living from America going down further and further and further, while these other countries, third world countries so-called, are now being raised. So this convergence is taking place, this massive redistribution of the wealth. And you know what they're doing with Red China is the greatest monumental criminal act of this past century. They are building up this gigantic slave camp, and they are making Red China into a military power that will destroy our influence in the world and in this hemisphere. It's all by design, as you pointed out.
You're exactly right, Rick. Every word you have said is true, and I heard them talking about it 25 years ago, and mm-hmm. I've been begging the American people to listen to me. I've been on every radio talk show I can get on. Finally, the most sensitive part of the body's anatomy, which is the rear pocket, is being touched. And as a result, Americans are listening. I would vow and declare my book, Energy Non-Crisis, had just been published last week if I didn't know better, because now folks are saying, we want some answers. And it all began back in the early 60s when they said oil, crude oil, will be the method of controlling the world. And Mr. Henry Kissinger, our Secretary of State about that time, went around the world to nearly every oil-producing country, and he said, I'd like to cut you a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is that we will make you rich. We'll give you all that you want in the way of finances, you Arabs and other oil-producing countries, and we'll take the price wherever you want it to go. And they've done exactly that. Now, don't forget, folks, before this broadcast is over, and Rick has allowed me the privilege, and I say a privilege, of 2 hours tonight, before this broadcast is over, I'm going to tell you who they are, who that middle man is that you don't hear anybody talking about, that's making the exorbitant in-between cost, just as it is with the sale of any product. I'm going to tell you who they are and why they're doing it in a few moments. So Mr. Henry Kissinger went around the world, and he said, we'll cut you a deal. We'll make you rich. We'll buy your oil from you. Now, we require two things of you if you'll sign on the dotted line.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you must denominate all oil sales in American dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't have the slightest idea what a pitfall they were getting into. Oh, how Saudi Arabia today would like to be able to denominate oil sales in something besides our $8 trillion debt.
And that's exactly what Iran is doing now with the euro. And that's why they have been targeted next by the neocons.
Oh, we're going to get into Iran in a moment or two.
You bet.
Please let me give you a... Now, you did hear me correctly. I'm emptying my warehouse. I'm begging people to let me give you my books before we become slaves in our own land.
Mm-hmm.
Syndrome of Control. Half of it was dictated by a congressman who said one day, if you're crazy enough to put it in print, I'll give it to you. It talks about Iran.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know that before March of next year, something is going to happen
mm-hmm.
with Iran. Books
mm-hmm.
we'll talk about it in a few moments.
Big
but
time.
Please. I mean, big. This is so monumental that if the average American had a slightest idea what a powder keg we're sitting on.
Right.
Our president must be shaking in his shoes.
You bet he is. All right, we got a break. Lindsay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara. 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And the number, 800-313-9443. You want to jump aboard for the next hour. Sorry to you on the line, those of you, but I think it's important that Lindsay Williams, our guest, lay the groundwork so that you can get a real understanding of the chronology here and of the, you know, a basic synopsis as to what the outline of the program is. Not just about oil, it's not just about energy, it's about toppling governments, controlling people. It's all about one-worldism and globalism. Isn't that right, Lindsay Williams?
You are exactly right, Rick, and everything you're saying is true. I hope your listeners will listen to you every night, pick up every word you say. It's talk show hosts like you, when America is spared, that we're going to have to give you the credit because you allowed the message to get out. And well, basically, in a nutshell, Mr. Henry Kissinger,
right.
I was Secretary of State back in those days.
Yes, sir.
Went to every leading oil-producing country in the world. He said, I'd like to cut you a deal. We'll buy oil from you. Now, here's the key. Here's the key, right? We'll buy oil from you. And you must denominate those oil sales in American dollars, number one. And secondly, you must take a certain percentage of that money and turn around and buy our national debt. Folks, did you hear me? Do you understand what that means? You see, when Mr. Greenspan went into office, the national debt was $1.5 trillion. He's retiring as of the first of the year. It is now $8 trillion. Who is buying that debt? Somebody has to buy it. You can't have debt without somebody forking up something to get it. So we buy oil from the oil-producing countries of the world. They are obligated by a signed agreement that they made back in those years to denominate in American dollars, Federal Reserve paper money. And secondly, they must buy with that oil money a certain portion of our national debt. Now,
do you know what the amount is, Lindsay, what the exact percentage is?
I do not know the percentages, and it may vary with countries. I'm not quite sure. All I know is that I heard them say that this was part of the agreement.
That was the original agreement, yeah.
And now, of course, they are buying our national debt. So our president and vice president in Congress cannot possibly allow the oil from the North Slope of Alaska, which is on our own soil, that costs $3 a barrel to get out of the ground, folks.
That is a swindle, boy. It makes the Brinks robbery look like a joke. All of them.
Yeah,
Jesse James, all of these bandits are tame in comparison to this.
It's horrible. And we could be, if the oil from America's own soil were allowed to be brought to the American people, the pool that you'll find described in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, the largest in North America, we could bring, within 12 months' time, we could bring the price of gasoline to less than $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. They can't afford to do it.
That's
and
right.
The president can't be honest with you. He cannot tell you the truth.
And why? Neither can this Congress. If they wanted to break this now and investigate this, they could do it in a moment's notice. They wouldn't dare do it.
They couldn't do it. They know what happened to John F. Kennedy when he tried to tell the truth. They know what happened to Larry McDonald on Flight 007. They know what happened to George Hanson when he tried to tell the facts. And then they disgraced him. They ruined his life. They destroyed his family, put him in jail, and then said, oh, we're sorry. We couldn't find anything that you did.
We even had a judge, Claiborne. You know, we've had judges set up. People who have decided they were going to be honest found out the price they had to pay.
Yes. So they don't dare tell the truth. But it's an atrocity, and we'll talk about it in a few moments.
We sure will, and we'll invite callers to hop aboard. Uncensored Radio, Free America. Lindsay Williams, our guest. I'm Rick Adams.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.